Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everybody. This is Psychic Jethro at Psychic's Gone Wild. I want to thank all of you calling the 516-453-60. And welcome. And those of you tuning in today, you got to hear a little bit of an echo. Jethro's on multitasking. We are having a lot of fun. We've got a wonderful Reiki master today, psychic and very gifted Carl Pretz. For those of you who are tuning in, take a moment and relax and let the guides work with you just as we begin to do this work. We're going to be talking about healing and working together. And for those of you new, Carl, you know, was originally from New York and he now resides in Virginia. He's a Reiki master and teacher and has a couple of them under me with the Reiki of the Seven Rays and has worked as a master and teacher in this area with the Sakane. I always mess this up, Sachimi. I will have him say it. A certified integrated energy therapy and certified working with the Ho'oponopono practitioner. He relies on his empathic abilities and his spirit guides and also reads the tarot. So those of you tuning in today, remember when we start the show, we'll be giving you a few minutes. We'll call out your area code and then give us that question so that we can do that. You will get a card reading with Carl and get to talk to Carl and spend a little time here with him. Carl, how's your day going out there in the East Coast?
My day has been fantastic, Jeffrey, and yours?
Really good. Just, you know, enjoying it. We've got a nice weather. We've got a lot of individuals, you know, getting ready for what's coming up with our country. And it's very positive feeling that we have a lot of ones that, you know, discussing the fact that we're looking at some energy, Carl, that's going to be happening with the healing. How are you taking this, being a Reiki master? And you'll have to tell them the two areas. I have some people write me going, Jethro, we didn't get to see it. So they want to hear some of your training and what do you feel about, you know, healing people as a country or how we're going to be?
You know, I came upon this after being sick myself and started looking at a lot of different alternative practices. And I find it very useful. I practice on myself. I do distance Reiki. And I do the Ho'oponopono for people, the Sekhima and Reiki, Usui Reiki, which is what I mostly use, are pretty similar. One is has its roots in Egypt, and that's the Sekhima. And Usui actually had its rebirth, I guess you would say, in Japan. But I think they're all very good modalities. And I've had a lot of success, not only with myself, but with many of my clients.
I find that very, you know, and those of you tuning in, this is just really remarkable. I find it very intense that, you know, Carl, as an individual who, a very firm believer in the holistic, I'm intense to find a person like you who will do the different modalities. Do you find it different being a master of the trades, or is there so much similarities that you're able to use the teachings for to do your own style? Or how would you say, with each healing, does it work?
I have my own style. I rely a lot on the angels, and actually integrated energy therapy does use the angels a lot. But when I do Reiki, I depend a lot on St. Raphael, who's a healer. And I usually start out with a prayer to St. Raphael. And then I take it from there. But I try to gear it a little bit to the person, too, you know, based on their beliefs and that. I don't want a difference in beliefs to stand in the way of the energy, because really that's what these are energy therapies.
I love that. And those of you tuning in, we are talking today to Carl Pretz, Reiki master and psychic, and working on today. We're going to be giving you those readings for a few minutes. Those of you calling in, we only have a few minutes of it to do it. So be prepared to have your question there and the work, and Carl's going to be giving you a little bit of a, what do you call it, Carl? Is it, it's a one or two card reading? How would you describe your tarot reading that you do as you're reading the individual?
For just short readings, I started this system I've been working on for a while, and I try to choose one card from the major arcana, and then one card from the minors, and that's pretty good, I find, for asking, you know, just a simple question.
Very good. And those ready to go. Remember last night, those of you listening in, Janet won a half an hour reading with me, Psychic Jethro. Those of you know, you will get an email there and it will come up. It'll have you scheduled in time for a half an hour, no cost, because you won it on Psychics Gone Wild. I thank you so much, Janet, for calling in. And those of you calling in, we're going to be doing that with Santa's going to come to Psychics Gone Wild in December on Christmas Day. So be sure you're aware of how to win those prizes. Go to psychicjethro.com. Put in today the things you want. If you want to get a hold of Carl, put in there, I want to talk to Carl. Leave your information. I will forward that to Carl. Carl, would you tell him your email so if someone wants to contact you directly?
Sure. It is KARLP125@gmail.com.
Thank you, Carl. And I'll be putting that on the website as you guys are looking there. Remember, you fans on there, to follow us, click on the link and follow the show so you can get all the latest ones. We've got shows going on wild almost daily. So you never know what's going to happen. But we do know today that Carl's going to go wild and we're ready to go wild with him. How about you, 216? Would you like to talk to Carl for a few minutes?
Hi, Carl. How are you? I didn't think I'd get
you. Hi, how are you?
Hello. Happy Tuesday.
I didn't get your name.
Sharon.
Sharon, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Do I ask a question or can you get, like, just give me what's most important that I need to know coming up, like, in the next 2 months, the remainder of the year?
Well,
how's that?
Why don't you start out with a question?
Okay. I'll ask, okay, what's on my mind. Next year, am I going to be permanent at the job I'm at? I've been there a year and I love it. I'm contracting. And I haven't been offered a permanent job yet. They just extended my contract. Are they going to offer it to me permanently next year? It probably would be in January or March.
I was just,
when we go back to the office.
March, April popped into my mind when you said that. But I think you will be offered permanent the first quarter of the year, let's say.
Is that what you think?
Or like March or April.
I just want the better benefits.
I don't blame you, you know, especially, you definitely want to have health insurance, right?
The one I have now, but go on. But is that what you're picking up in the cards? But I'm sorry, tell me.
What I'd like you to do is I'm going to just shuffle the cards a little bit,
okay,
and you tell me when to stop.
Go ahead and stop. Okay.
Okay. I'll tell you what I have here. As far as the major, I pulled the Strength card. And the Strength card is a pretty cool card. It shows a woman, and she's got a lion there. Probably represents Leo, and she's just kind of holding his mouth open, and she's got the infinity symbol over her head. It basically means you have a lot of strength and fortitude, especially during moments of danger and distress, so you can, you know, really think on your feet well, and you have the ability to stay calm and strong even when the going gets tough.
Okay.
But also, you know, you're compassionate to others too. And as far as work, it basically says, yeah, harness your power and take big steps in your career. And then the other card I pulled was the King of Swords. And the King of Swords is, he's a very intellectual person and has a lot of power. He's clear thinking, works with truth, and has a lot of authority. And it kind of says you understand power holds great responsibility. He's actually in the card, he's wearing he's sitting on a throne, and he's got a blue tunic on, which represents spirituality. And he's got butterflies around him. And that's like spiritual formation, I guess you would say. And when it comes to love, it's usually, you know, you have high standards.
Okay.
So does that does that resonate with you?
Yeah, it does. It does.
Yeah, it sounds like, you know, just looking at the card, it's like, you know, you're ready to tackle any situation you need to.
And you see a good outcome.
I do.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren.
Well,
thank you for calling.
Well, good luck to you, and I hope it does work out.
Thank you, Jethro. Thank you.
Thank you. We love all of you guys contacting. We're having a little feedback. I had someone tell me they were hearing energy and sounds. You will, because me and Carl are wild. So we're having fun with you. 516-453-6081. Remember to get a hold of us there on Facebook. I want to thank you, followers and listeners you've got on here. We can contact us there, and we have our own private room. And the best way to do that, I'm running through some of the messages and things there, is to contact us in there and then set up a time. You know, get a hold of us. Carl gave you his email. I've given it. You want to get that full one and that reading. Now, Carl, we're talking about Reiki healing, and this is something that's phenomenal as a master. Are you able to heal people that are in other states? I have someone here in Tennessee that's asking if they schedule a time with you, could they get a healing?
Yes, I can do distance Reiki. It's something I prefer to do with, you know, setting a particular time rather than just sending it, because you want the person to be able to receive it. But yeah, I certainly can do it.
Very good. And those of you contacting, make sure and do there. Have the really greatest thing. I want to laugh at you guys. You've got to give us a little more. I have a lot of ones who have initials and different things. We want to thank you. We hit 45,000 likes with Psychic Jethro, and I want to thank all of you guys, and thank you for doing that, because that's what I'm here to do, to help you get in over. We'll send you over, like with Carl. You guys can go in Facebook there. It is KARLPRETCH, so you can contact him there. And this is what you guys love about this. This is why we give you the deal. PsychicJethro.com. Psychic Santa's going to go be on here Christmas Day for you guys that love those prizes. And Kathy and Annette and Ricky and a couple of others, Amy, will tell you that these are real prizes. You're going to win not only a reading, but you're also going to win some things in the mail. So be ready. How do you win? Watch your mail and make sure that the things you're getting. I have had postcards out to people. They've gone on there. Save the stamps, because you see the pictures. Those will have four wild. Doesn't matter if you have Carl, me, Anne Sablon, Debbie. As long as you have four, you've got a four of a kind, which is a pretty good place if you guys have ever played saving and poker. So those of you tuning in, there's also the trivia. So I have a lot of you asking, Jethro, what is the Psychic's Gone Wild question? Some of them will be on here. Some are going. Carl, you just heard. This Carl has two masters. One of them is Reiki, is coming from Egypt. So that will definitely be, you know, I'm pick Carl Pratch for 500 points or 1,000 points to win the bigger prizes. So thank you, fam. This is what we do. We give them away. We have a couple of you that have gotten on. If you haven't received your things, let me know. I have an email from someone that is looking, and we realized that the address that we had for her has changed. So we'll be sending that back out to you, Deanna. You'll be getting your wonderful carnelian necklace that we've got. And I had got that back. So, you know, the thing is, you guys that are there, we're here to help you. Carl, we've got some other friends talking on the Facebook here. They're going, Jethro, I like Carl's energy. Can Carl tell me, can he feel them? Sometimes I've heard that healers can feel and sense where the person aches and go with it. Is it harder for him with his psychic ability, or is it easier for him to sense what his clients are feeling?
That's a good question. Actually, I separate the two, but I prefer not to have someone say, hey, I've got a back problem or that, because I let the Reiki energy take my hands to the right places. I cover all areas, but basically tell me, or I may not even know, but it'll just tell me where to direct the energy. On the psychic part of it, when I'm working with somebody, sometimes I have messages that come through, and it's always optional if they want to hear the message, and sometimes they don't. So it's, you know, it's just what the energy is doing at that given time in that day and so on.
Love it. And Jen, you're in their contact, and this is the guy to get a hold of to find out those questions about some of the things that are going on with you physically right now. We're going to grab the phones. I hope you guys are enjoying it. We're enjoying it. It's so nice that, you know, we've got the East Coast here with Carl. We've got the West Coast with me in California, and enjoying all of you in between states that are writing in. Jethro, I love listening to your show. This is in Colorado that I found this ad, and I was very excited. I do remember you here, and is it you used to read in a tax connection, am I correct? You're right, and it's I am Jethro Smith. There's a few of that name, but I am one of them, and you're correct. I read there for about 11 years at the tax connection in Longmont, Colorado, and Boulder, Colorado, in that area. So, yes, you're very correct. Hello, welcome. We've got a Skype caller here. I don't know, can you hear us, Skype? Hi. Hello? Probably someone listening in.
Hello.
Hi, yes. How are you?
Hi, Jethro. Hi, Jethro.
Hi.
Big fan. Hi, sir. How you doing? I'll make you real quick. Let me call Lisa. Hi, guys.
How are you doing?
Hi, Jethro. I'm fine, thank you. Staying positive and don't want to get COVID-19 for sure or anything.
I think
please.
We're all feeling that.
Oh, my gosh. Man. Hey, thanks for laughing, guys. I have a question. I'll be specific. I've been having these dreams, and I had a weird dream where I'm trying to find peace and harmony. I know there's tons of people out there, but it's just that I know this person for almost a decade. We had a little bit of turbulence. And I know I've been praying to God that, hey, I just want to get it peacefully so I can get what belongs to me back. But yet I had this weird dream. I haven't even been thinking about him. It looked so real. Like he was right next to me and he was listening. I'm like, okay, something is going on. Maybe it's from his perspective or maybe he's doing something that is concerning me because the energy is calling me. The man starts with please. I'm glad I got in to talk to y'all.
Is this a former significant other, would you say, or?
Friend, could have been significant other, but I rejected him.
Okay. So strictly a friendship.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I'm picking up just empathically. I almost wonder if he wants to rekindle this friendship, but take it to another level.
Sir, is the man starts with the letter R. Is that what you're feeling? And I really appreciate you for taking the time to answer. Is that what you're feeling? I mean, I'm glad you calmed down. That's important.
Yeah, I close my eyes and think empathically, and that's what comes into my mind is that, you know, there's someone that wants to, it could be on both of your parts. It might be subconsciously on your part, too, that you would like to rekindle the relationship at least. And maybe one of you, he or you, you know, might be thinking of maybe it would be, you know, nice to take it to a higher level. I'd be happy to pull a couple of cards, too.
Will you please see what's going on that involves he's pulling me with his energy because the dream looks so vivid. I can hear him talking, expressing himself, walking. I would sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Let me pull a couple of cards. Just tell me when to stop so I know which cards to pull.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. Stop.
Okay. I've got two cards here that came up. One is the Major, and it's a very good card. It's the World, and the World card basically talks about success. If you were to look at the card, it's a woman kind of dancing. She's got a purple sash around her, and there's a wreath all around her, a green wreath, and then it's got at the top and the bottom red ribbons around that wreath in the form of an infinity symbol. And the card has four heads on it, and they represent Leo, Scorpio, Aquarius, and Taurus. Are you one of those, or is he one of those?
I'm a Scorpio, and today's my birthday.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah. So you know, it's a card of success. It's a card of unity and wholeness, and it's also usually about completing or trying to complete a milestone, and so on. In love, it stands for taking things to the next step. Actually, it's about fulfillment and gratitude, and in a relationship, it could mean like going from, you know, being together to getting married or something like that. The other card I pulled is the Ten of Cups. Is a celebration card. If you look at the card, it's got a man and a woman and two little children dancing around. It's about celebration. It can mean, you know, a marriage or, you know, any kind of celebration, really. But it's a wonderful card to get.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Is this something you'd be hoping for, possibly?
I know he was taking marriage towards me years ago, and he kept it secret how much he liked me, and then how I saw how his behavior was, I'm like, okay, I don't think I want to deal with that. And I had a lot of things going on, and I talked to him politely, but then he got frustrated because I didn't pay attention. So he blew up. He blew up on the phone and texting and then screaming. And how come I didn't pay attention to him? Got phone calls. And I said, this is the reason why I pay attention to you. And then he said, well, you made me because you don't, it's so many years ago. And I said, well, maybe you wouldn't give me a flower. Maybe you wouldn't write it down. I don't know. Maybe I'm stupid. Maybe I didn't. I'm sorry. Jesus Christ. You know,
Would you say he's a little insecure?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I figure.
Yeah, and you know what? And I told him, you don't need my attention. He gets a lot of girls that want to date him, and trust me, I've seen what he does. He pushes them, he downgrades them, and I've seen it. The truth. I never did that to him. I didn't do that to him, and I guess that's why it could be one reason. But I told him, well, I don't know how to handle that. Well, why do you have women coming to you? Well, I see other men. I don't see many women coming to them. Well, I don't know what you're doing. You know, you're not like a supermodel like on a show scene.
No,
I don't
get it. Well, I feel the guy's insecure. And, you know, there are a lot of women out there that also want to take on someone and figure, oh, I can, you know, take care of this guy and help him and fix him, you know.
And we love you. We got to run. I hope that helped you get with Carl and do that time there with
him.
We've got to grab him. Welcome. Thank you. We're going to grab one more phone. before they push us out, we've got live right now, and they went off too. So 970, please call back. We've got a little time here. Carl, you're wild. You've done your time. We thank you so much. Is there something that you have been feeling about this? You know, we all know that right now people are talking about what's going on up in your area. Are you doing light work or prayers for individuals there that are stressed out and really concerned about what those polls are going to show?
I do. And you know, what I tell people, I was talking to someone last night, and I said, you know what? I have a pork chop in the refrigerator marinating that I'm going to cook tomorrow night. I don't care what it happens. That's what I'm having for dinner. And that's how I'm looking at it.
Thank you for that. And Carl, I love your personality. You are very late. Yes.
You can't change things. And, you know, we make the best of it, whatever it turns out to be.
And exactly. And I've had the most intensity. You know, I will tell you guys confidentially, I have been in Carl's area and I met him personally. And I love Carl's personality. He has the right idea here. As those of you who are looking or going and doing, you know, we can do what we can and then just take it as with what happens. And those of you tuning in, go to psychicjethro.com. Go to Carl, tell him your email.
Oh, yes. It's KARLT. 125@gmail.com.
And those of you tuning in, that's how to get a hold of us. Go to Psychics Gone Wild Room also, and Facebook is there, and you can contact us there, and we'll set up a time with you. I do ask you guys that are really wanting to have those readings to remember, you get that time, then you have it personally set for you. You've got to visualize a little bit like this that we are professionals. So if you run into your doctor and say, here I am, he has to take that time to be able to give you this time with him. So think of it that way. I had a friend ask me, Jethro, how do I win those readings? You go in and you do those time and we set it up. We are going to be giving away. This is the third time in 3 years that I Need You Now Psychic Jethro will be one of the prizes. So go to psychicjethro.com. That means if you win, you get 4 1-hour readings with me, and you can use them wherever you want. I have had them very good successful. I had a lady who did it every 3 months, and she had an hour reading. I have some that one lady has kept hers, and she still has 2 to go and has had her life going for the last 2 years and recently just contacted me. She gets the reading, and that's how we keep the honor system with you guys that are doing this. Definitely go in so we know you're out there. Catch Carl. You guys will see his email up there and catch him in Facebook. Carl, any last things you want to tell these people before the wildness pushes out the door?
Yeah, I just pulled a card off the top of the deck, just, you know, talking about your question. I pulled the Fool, and that's the first card as far as the Major Arcana. And it's just a young guy on a journey, and he doesn't have a care in the world. He's just walking along. He's got his little dog chasing him so he doesn't walk off the cliff, but he's just going with the flow. And that's pretty much my message. Go with the flow. Live in love and light.
Love it. Stay wild, guys. That's the way to be. We'll be back with Carl next week. We've got M. Sablon still yet to go. Debbie Poe and her angels are working in wildness. And remember Wild Rochelle last night with Carol Cook. So you've also... if you haven't had a chance, come back, let us know, and me and Carl will be looking forward to speaking with you, helping you, and heal you in the coming year. Blessings. Stay wild.
Good night.